For some time, visa policy between the Czech Republic and both Canada and the US has been an unresolved issue in transatlantic relations. Since last October, the Czech Foreign Minister, Cyril Svoboda, has been pushing for both countries to reassess their policies or face reciprocation from the Czech government. Currently, US and Canadian citizens are able to visit the Czech Republic visa-free, but the same is not true for Czechs visiting North America. Just this week, Mr. Svoboda was in Ottawa to discuss visa policy. Jan Wellinger joins us in the studio with details. Jan, following talks between the Czech and Canadian representatives, does it seem like there will eventually be a shift on the visa issue?
Well, the short answer for now is that there are no major changes in store. It appears that Ottawa has made no new commitment other than the fact that we already know the Canadian embassy in Prague has said it will fully review visa relations in 2007. That does not really seem to be enough for the foreign minister, though, and on Monday he spoke with public broadcaster Czech television saying that no real new progress had been made.
Ve Spojených státech, pokud jde o vládu, tam je to naprosto jasná podpora toho, aby víza nebyla.
In the US, there is clear government support for dropping visa requirements, but in Canada, we should negotiate as equal partners. It is in the interests of both Czechs and Canadians to not need visas. I am an opponent of visas, but I have been forced to push the issue because there has been no progress. We have not seen any real progress, even under a new Canadian government.
The Foreign Minister Cyril Svoboda speaking there. But if, as you say, the Foreign Minister has attempted to put pressure on Canada to reassess its visa policy and has not met with the desired response, what is likely to be the next step?
Well, the Foreign Minister has already said that he will now make the recommendation to the Cabinet for visas for Canadian visitors to be reinstated. At the same time, he is the first to admit that on those grounds, the Czech Republic could be sued at the European Court of Justice for violating joint visa policy. Is the risk worth it? Well, if nothing else, it is one way of forcing the European Union to deal with the topic. It ensures that the visa issue will remain on the table. And in that light, even European Parliament MP Jan Zahragil of the opposition Civic Democratic Party suggests Mr. Svoboda's tough approach could be useful.
I can see certain reason in what he was doing, and perhaps his tactics might help somehow to enhance or increase certain diplomatic pressure when it comes to removal of visa duty from certain countries towards the Czech Republic. We all know if visa duty is imposed by the Czech Republic towards Canada, it will be discussed on the highest European level, including the European Court of Justice. And it could be also a good proof, good experience, whether European Union itself is able to produce certain united visa and asylum policy.
But Jan, is it really likely that the Czech Republic will soon share non-visa relations with Canada or the US at any time in the future?
Well, it is difficult to say, but many are understandably skeptical. Real change really will depend on entirely different factors. Some of these, just a few of these, are that there has to be a general drop first in the number of rejected applicants. Another aspect is for high-tech security measures to be introduced in new passports. In short, both Canada and the U.S. Will still need to feel a lot more comfortable with Czech tourists visiting their countries and returning home afterwards and not attempt to stay on illegally. And basically, until that requirement, those assurances are given, the Czech Republic won't be allowed to join the U.S. or Canadian visa waiver club.
Jan Wellinger, thank you very much.